I was just trying to figure out the name of the junior college Kerry Carpenter went to. Instead, I found this. I'm going to read this directly.
All right.
About. In high school, I worked many random jobs doing anything from power washing buildings to tutoring people in math classes. My only official job was when I worked front-end service at Publix Supermarket in Eustis, Florida. My first 2 years of college were at a local junior college in Florida and was completely paid for by my athletic and academic scholarships. That led to a baseball scholarship at Virginia Tech. My 1 year at Virginia Tech led to the Detroit Tigers drafting me in the 2019 MLB draft. I've been with the Tigers since June of 2019. Currently, I'm finishing my degree online at Florida International University, where I live my dream of professional baseball. Also, I started working part-time at Dick's Sporting Goods in September of 2020 while in the offseason. That is from Kerry Carpenter's LinkedIn page. He's still got a LinkedIn page if anybody's looking for somebody that has a background in power washing buildings and tutoring people in math. So if you're looking, if he's looking to make a little side money, Kerry Carpenter's LinkedIn page is still live.
Well, very grounded individual. And heck of a big hit last night.
Yep. 248-539-9797.
They have pushed back the start time of the Red Wings game. The Red Wings opened the season Thursday night at LCA.
Yep.
Initially was going to start at 7 o'clock, but because game 4 will be downtown, they have pushed it back to an 8 o'clock start for the Red Wings opener on Thursday night.
Makes sense.
It does.
Let's get to your phone calls. We got a Mike in Royal Oak. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Mike.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Great. So humor me for a second. I'll try to go over this real quick. First of all, I work. So I get off at my boss has let me off early the last couple of days. So I was able to catch the ninth inning.
Cool.
Of each playoff game so far. And last night when I got off, it was when Sweeney got the hit to put it at first and third in the ninth. And I was in the parking lot of the bar. I stopped off and went to a bar. And Sweeney got the hit while I was in the car, but there was a delay at the bar. So by the time I left my car to go inside the bar was when they showed Sweeney's hit. So mm-hmm. When I got into the bar, I thought that was a player after Sweeney getting the game-winning hit.
Oh, so you saw that? You heard the Sweeney hit, and then when you saw it, you thought it was the next batter.
Yeah, because we had a guy on third, so I thought it was when I walked in, I thought that's the winning run. So I went nuts, but everybody looked at me like, "Why? It's just a single right now."
Yeah, they thought, "What bar had you come from?"
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So that was interesting. But a couple things. It reminds me of a kid. I go back to 68, 1972, where I used to have to run home from school to catch the last couple innings of every playoff game. And now I'm doing the same thing with the Tigers this year. And I just think it's an awesome feeling. And it's, it just takes me back to, and that literally takes me back to 68 and 72 and running home as a kid and trying to catch the last innings. And, one other thing too, I was at the Maglio game when.
Oh no! Oh boy. Oh, that's a trifecta there. When you hear the music, you've got to wrap it up.
Yeah, the beginning of the story could have been. I heard the hit and I walked in the bar, the TV was delayed, and I saw the same hit and I got fooled. Here's the other thing, guys.
Well, he had one other things.
But I'm glad he's experiencing what he remembered as a kid.
Absolutely.
Getting out of work is like getting out of school.
Run home, get there in time.
Yep.
You know, I had an extra little delay yesterday because it was a 4 o'clock start. So, you know, so when we got home, I'm like, I got some time to kill. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What do I do? Let's vacuum.
Let's go to Mike. I had some errands to run. I got the errands done. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I hope I don't get eaten by the shark. But
be quick.
I didn't tell this to the talk screener, but I haven't heard this mentioned. This reminds me so much. Have you guys seen the Miracle with Kurt Russell?
Yeah, the movie about the 1980 U.S. Olympic team?
Yeah, and he's cutting all the good players, and they talk to him, why are you cutting everybody? He goes, we're not looking for the best players. We're looking for the right ones. And that reminds me so much of this team. No star player, but the right mix. And do you guys think about that sometimes? Like, I just see so many parallels to that movie.
Without question, I've thought about that there's something about this group of players when you put them together. Because on paper, there's nothing about this team outside of Scooble that screams elite.
This feels like a Tampa Bay Rays team.
Yeah, Bingo. Exactly.
Bingo.
So this is where I almost got killed. Let me get to that story.
Oh, no.
So I'm in bumper-to-bumper traffic. Dan Dickerson, who's hugely underrated, he's great with those calls.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, when you listen to other teams and their broadcasters, they put you to sleep. Dan Dickerson brings so much excitement. So I'm in bumper-to-bumper traffic. I hear the home run. I hear Dan Dickerson say, gone! And I start honking the horn. So the guy in front of me, first of all, flips me off. And I'm like, oh, my God, what did I just do? Because I honk the horn in my driveway when the Tigers do something good because I go out there for luck. So I'm in bumper-to-bumper traffic. This guy gets out, looks like the Hulk, probably 6'2", muscular. He's coming to my car. I'm like, I'm going to die. I rolled out. I didn't know whether to drive. I couldn't drive off anywhere because I'm blocked.
Did you just simply roll down the window and say, Tigers won?
That's what I did. Yeah. So I rolled down the window. I said, no, it's not you. It's not you. It's the Tigers. I got excited. I hung up. I'm so sorry. He goes, yeah, okay. And walked back to I'm almost dying. I'm like, okay, thank God.
That's pretty funny.
It was horrible.
Well, I'm glad you survived it. Thanks, Mike. 248-539-9797. Doug is next on 97.1 A Ticket. Hello, Doug.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I was just wondering about two things. One is Josh Hader.
Yes.
And that we took him down.
Yep.
And then Presley also. They had statistics about all that.
Yep.
And am fascinated that now we did it to another elite player and knocked him out. So,
the most elite player. The most elite relief pitcher in baseball right now.
Yeah. Question I got is, you know the play where the great catch was made by Kwan?
Yeah.
I was wondering, they showed on television our guy that hit the ball, Wenzel Perez, got tagged out down near second base.
Yes.
How would have all that been sorted out?
I have no idea. I think they would have ruled it a single, the run scored, and the runners go back to whatever base they would have been closest
to. I think you're right.
248-539-9797. All right?
Yeah, I know. All right. It's just a lot of wind.
Let's go to Brandon. You're next on 97.1 A Ticket. Hi, Brandon.
It's long.
Hey, fellas, how about them Tigers?
How about them Tigers?
Hey, Brent.
Hey, so I was there. It was I took my 7-year-old son and my wife, both of them, first basically MLB games. I just got to say, this is a PSA for every dad out there. Spend the money. Take your kid. There is nothing better in this world. There's no merchandise, no peace, nothing there than to see watch your 7-year-old be at a game like this.
That's cool.
Anyways, the Cleveland fans were amazing. I thought, you know, those foldable chairs, I'm sitting behind home plate with my son, and, you know, he's got tears in his eyes from the Kwan catch, no catch, whatever. It depends on what you're looking at. And to see one swing of the bat, to see him, I thought he was going to fly off that folding chair 20 feet back because I had to hold down the chair the entire time to make sure that he didn't fly up being an 8-year-old. But, man, what a game. I was at Maglio's home run, you know, in my 20s, and to see this now with this team and all the years I put in, and I live in Columbus, man. I was a season ticket holder by myself and going up there every single weekend. But hell of a game, hell of an experience, and every dad out there, spend the money. Not to mention, take your wife. She will understand now why we spend so much money that we do, and I'll let it back to you guys.
Brandon, did you say you were sitting behind home plate?
Yeah, I was about 20 rows up from the on-deck circle. So it was chaos, man. Wow.